Calling all podcasters.
And other announcements.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are back. Welcome to this episode where we have news, we have announcements, we have important updates from the Sci-Fi Christian. So thanks for listening. First of all, everybody, well, Daniel and Kobe, you guys know we're at episode 91 today.
Awesome.
91.
So that means we're just a few short episodes, you could say 9 episodes away from...
And then it's all over.
Episode 100, and that's when we... Since we get to 100...
Was that too soon?
No, I mean, that's what the announcement's about, that we're ending at episode 100. Just so... I mean, we made it to syndication.
I have yet to get paid.
Yes. So we're not really ending at episode 100, but it is going to be the end of the year listener appreciation jubilee!
Woohoo!
Do you guys remember how awesome that was last year?
Nope.
You voted.
Wasn't that like 18 hours long?
Wait, didn't I win something last year?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you won co-host of the year. Or no, it's guest host of the year, I think.
Based solely on going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, that's awesome, though.
So this is what I need from you
Immortalized.
Guys. So, listeners, this is what I need. Since we have the Listener Appreciation Jubilee coming up, we need your favorite moments from the past year. So... We haven't determined all the categories yet, so you as a listener may be able to actually come up with a category of your own, like, you know, favorite listener feedback or favorite joke of the year. But here's some that we had last year. We had episode of the year. We had guest host of the year. We had the top five of the year. As you know, we do top fives. We had greatest debate of the year. Do we have any good debates this year?
I don't think so.
Maybe we did.
Well, and I'm wondering, did you even have a guest host?
Ben, kind of.
Take that, Ben.
Burn.
Last year we had best interview of the year, but guess what? We haven't done any this year.
Good job.
Lack of follow-through award. We stopped making promises here.
No, I still think I can nominate you.
For what?
This guy. You never follow through on anything.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think the biggest lack of follow-through is not having any guest hosts on. When like that was like the whole...
I think you're going to sweep it.
That was the whole original plan for this year, 2012. We had video of the year, but we don't really post videos anymore. We had sci-fi feud of the year, and that here's who was in the category last year: Damon Lindelof versus George R.R. Martin, William Shatner versus Carrie Fisher, Sci-Fi Christians versus Sci-Fi Diner podcast. That was good. We had Ben versus Matt, Stan Lee versus any movie that doesn't feature him in a cameo. So these are not just related to the show. This is just sci-fi feuds in general. So you can nominate those. We also had best Sci-Fi Christian sing-along of the year. But we don't really sing along.
Thank heavens.
You guys aren't really singers.
Wow, that's so good.
Worst episode of the year. What? Do you know which one won? Was that yours too?
Oh my gosh.
I think it might have been Kobe. The one about the big, you know, Bigfoot and Sasquatch.
Why would that have been the worst?
Well, you were on it.
Well, and I'm guessing...
Shut up.
We're going to record a few episodes today. It's possible that one of those nominees could happen in two episodes.
Yeah,
I feel like the worst is happening right now.
Wow. So, anyways... As I said, calling all podcasters at the beginning, this is what we need. We need you. If you are a podcaster and you listen to the Sci-Fi Christian podcast, we need you to, I guess we don't need you to, but we want to invite you to send us a promo of your show. We'll play it on the end of the year listener appreciation jubilee. Daniel?
Well, and I'm pretty sure that almost every one of our listeners has a show.
Not everyone, but a lot of them.
It does seem like there's a ton of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I don't know how, but yeah. I mean, it'll be nice anyways to just be able to play the promos. And I actually am stealing this idea from our feud last year with the Sci-Fi Diner podcast on their 100th episode.
Curse them! Oh,
no,
we're okay
with
them.
Yeah, we like them though. Yeah, on their 100th episode, they played promos from different shows. I like it. So let's give back to the community. If you podcast, then feel free to send us a promo or you can call in and just talk about your show. So I'm talking to you, Colin from the UK, Doug Payton, Sci-Fi Diner, Strangers and Aliens. Who else does?
Whoa, no.
Rick.
Nope. Nothing with Strangers and Aliens Rick until Lee. They recognize I have a name.
That's right. Rick Lee James.
I agree.
Wayne Henderson. I'm probably missing somebody. Sorry if I haven't said yours. But, I mean, even what if you blog, Daniel, and you want to...
You mean like at betweendisney.com?
Yeah, if you're a blogger and you want to like get your name out there, maybe you have a platform like Daniel Likes Disney. Not just likes it, you're an expert. Disney expert.
I may have a tattoo.
Yeah. So... We just want to give back. So let's use this 100th episode to vote for the best moments in the Sci-Fi Christian, but also I want you guys to be able to share what you're doing in your own podcasting and blogging world. Kobe, what do you think about that?
Sounds great.
Nice. We should have like worst guest host of the year, or like worst co-host.
Since we had no guest host, and since you didn't, the only one, is he the worst and the best?
He just said co-host, so he's he's actually going to pick out which one of the three of us.
Oh, so he's pretty much just saying, Kobe, you're the worst co-host.
Should we vote out somebody this
Maybe guy? We should talk to Ben, set up an alliance, and choose Matt.
Oh. I would completely agree.
Okay, well, this is getting awkward. Let's talk about some news. Daniel, you said you heard who the director of Star Wars is.
Well, we know who he's not.
No, not the director. We know who the writer is.
We know. Well, let's start with the writer.
Thank you.
The director. We know who's not directing, because he came out and he said, no, 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 no. And that, Kobe, is?
Mr. Steven Spielberg.
So, and the exact, I believe he said that that's my buddy George's world.
I think that might have been the exact quote.
His thing. But it's not mine. So, the writer... And Lucas has been weird. They've been doing YouTube videos and making these announcements right and left. But the writer is someone that, as a Disney fan, I'm very familiar with some of his work because it made my eyes sweat.
What?
Yes. Well, I don't cry.
Oh, so you're saying cried.
There was liquid coming out of my eye sockets, but it could not have been tears. When I watched a little thing called Toy Story 3.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Michael Arndt has been named the screenwriter for Star Wars Episode 7. He may have penned a little movie you knew of, may have heard of, called Toy Story 3.
Didn't we just say that?
I think that was just mentioned.
Yeah, I'm kind of covering for the fact that I didn't hear anything you say.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He also wrote Little Miss Sunshine.
Ugh.
And he's writing the sequel to Hunger Games. He's right.
Wait, you didn't like Little Miss Sunshine?
No, not really.
I like how you're just shaking your head no, and you're like, oh yeah, they're listening.
I will say this. I don't often agree with Kobe, but when I do, it's about Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the movie was pretty good.
But you're also a girl, so we don't really care.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Yep. So, I mean, I think that's pretty big news. Obviously, he's dealt with some big franchises with the Hunger Games and the Toy Story, so...
Are you a Hunger Games fan?
No.
Why is that?
I saw The Running Man. It was fantastic.
You think it's the same thing? It's not.
It's the exact same thing as The Running Man, and the books are repetitive.
I thought The Running Man was about cloning.
I would completely agree with Daniel.
The Running Man is not about cloning. It's about a game show in which you kill or die.
Oh, I haven't seen Running Man.
And it's got Richard Dawson in the performance of a lifetime.
Okay,
I'm so ashamed of you.
Sorry, I've never seen it. I feel bad about this.
Where's your sci-fi cred, brother? Where's their sci-fi cred?
Hey, when we went to see James Bond today, there was a movie called Red Dawn, and that's a remake, right?
Yeah, it is a remake.
Is that a sci-fi movie?
It's not a sci-fi movie. It originally had Patrick Swayze, I believe.
What was the premise of the original one?
Premise of the original one, paratroopers invade a Colorado town. There's basically World War III. We lose part of the United States.
To the Russians
and the Cubans.
Russians are the worst.
We hide up
Russians
in the
Russians are the worst.
Colorado kids hide up in the mountains, survive, and then take the war back to the commies.
Bam.
Hey, did you hear Quentin Tarantino also took himself out of the running to direct Star Wars? Was there ever a chance he would ever do that?
Never, I don't think.
We could have some really cool, weird sequences, though, if he did.
That would be messed up. Okay, that got quiet for a second.
Hey, did you guys hear that they found a replacement for Shia LaBeouf for the Transformer movies?
Yes. How do they replace Shia LaBeouf?
Mark Wahlberg is going to be doing
Whoa. That's not even the same thing at all. Okay, Mark Wahlberg, Shia LaBeouf, not even close.
Okay, so have I gone on my tirade about the Transformer movies?
No, do it. But did you, wait, before
you have
that,
to me, so yes,
wait,
I want to hear
I want to hear this, but did you hear that now Disney is trying to buy Hasbro, which would be also owning Transformers?
No, I have not heard that.
Yeah, this is true. But tell your thing and then I'll give you more information.
So here's my beef with Transformers. I let my daughter watch the first one, which did have, in my mind, a lot of action violence. But it was okay. But the second and third one, I can't let my kids watch it because they've put too much sexuality into it. We got a mom running around half baked on campus talking about her son's.
That was Transformers 2.
Yeah, Transformers 2. Talking about her son's extracurricular habits I don't want to have to explain this to my kid when it's not even necessary for the story. And the most frustrating part is it's movies about toys and my kids can't watch them. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I understand.
So I'm not. I don't care.
But the movies are geared towards an older generation.
Yeah, that's great. They sell toys every time it comes out and they push them hard.
Yep.
So you feel like they're doing the children wrong,
Daniel? I do. I do. Almost in the same way I think it's kind of wrong that this morning I did see a commercial for toys for Dark Knight Rises.
Why?
Well, because I'm not going to let my kids watch it. I guess my daughters watched it, but it's like my son's the one who saw it, and he's too young for it.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I got toys all the time, and I never watched half the movies that I got toys from.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's true. Like, Batman is universally good for kids. But I mean, like, toy-wise.
Toy-wise,
not
yeah.
Not story-wise, because obviously there's some bad stories. But, yeah, I mean, you could play with the toys of Batman and not see The Dark Knight Rises.
Well, he's not going to for a few years.
So. I should babysit Mason someday, and we can sit down and watch a little Batman.
Oh my gosh, you're a terrible.
He does like Batman: Brave and the Bold.
No, I mean
that's
something
not real.
I'm talking about something a little darker.
No, well, just starting at Begins.
Batman Begins.
Yeah,
I want to get the full story.
Matt, should we make our own Batman movie?
No, remember a couple years ago when we tried to make our own Star Wars movie.
I do, and that still needs to happen.
We actually filmed scenes from it, and this is 2008, I think.
I must see this.
You actually must.
There are the opening sequences finished, which lasts about 2 minutes, but
it was pretty cool.
It was gonna be a short film.
You know what, guys? I think Kobe may have been correct. We may have just recorded the worst episode of the year.
Told ya.
Okay, so Hasbro owns the rights to the Star Wars action figures. And so Disney wants to buy Hasbro so they can own that, but then they would also then own Transformers. I think is Battleship part of Hasbro? And Hungry Hippos, I think.
How does Hasbro own Star Wars action figures?
Well, they own the rights to them.
It's licensed.
How does that work?
It's licensed from Lucasfilm.
You made a funny face, Daniel. It's like
I don't know what the heck you're even talking about.
How could you not have heard this? I keep up on the news, and you were supposed to be like the Disney guy.
You're looking
Hasbro
right now.
Hasbro denies impending Disney acquisition. I have not heard anything in the last 2 days from anything in the Disney community about this.
Well, you're welcome that I opened your eyes to this. Silence because you're reading.
Well, yeah. And it looks like, I mean, yes, people like The Examiner. Who's The Examiner? Is that one of those crazy alien autopsy ones?
No, I don't know. Yeah, kind of. While I'm looking up this, I'm going to find the exact news, but while I'm looking it up, I saw both Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher have said that they definitely want to be in.
Yay, Carrie Fisher, 60-year-old in a bikini.
Kobe, what is wrong with you? They're probably not going to put her in it again.
What else? She didn't wear anything else.
I don't think, how recently have you seen these movies?
See, I
yesterday.
I just don't get this. Disney licensed toys all the time. It's not like they're in the toy business. They do that as a license.
So are you saying you think that this...
I think this sniffs funny. It doesn't seem like a good rumor.
I agree with Daniel.
This is a true thing. Well, anyway. So Hasbro may be purchased by Disney sooner than later, which would...
And so might the Sci-Fi Christian. That'd
be awesome.
And if the Chicago Cubs could be purchased, that'd be great. And then if the Minnesota Swarm...
Yankees, please.
And then everything that I love will be owned by Disney.
I would sell the Sci-Fi Christian to Disney for sure.
Well, I hope so.
Why would you not ever do that? They'd probably give you like $5. Tops.
Yeah, I know. That's a pretty good point.
And here's the thing. As soon as you say, I mean, really what you're selling is the equipment in the name. So you could buy new equipment with the money you got in the sale.
Hey, maybe
start up a new podcast called Just
Microphone.
Random Guys Just Talking About Nothing.
What would we call it? We could call it Strangers and Aliens.
He just said what we could
better.
Call it.
You could just call it Random Guys Talking About Nothing.
Oh,
it's basically
stupid.
Seinfeld podcast.
All right. Well, really the point of this.
Pretzels are making me thirsty.
I think we should end this episode. The main reason was I need you guys out there that are podcasters to send me your promos by episode 100. I need you to send. This is really important. Even if you're not a podcaster, I need you to send me your picks for those different categories I mentioned. Like, what's your favorite episode of the year? What was your maybe favorite thing that happened? I don't know. Just any nominees. We'll talk about this more. Oh, also, how can I forget podcast awards. You can still vote for like one less than a week. Like what is today's date? The 9th?
Yep.
The 10th.
Today's 10th.
It's the 10th, but when is this going to be released?
To tomorrow. I'll release it.
Okay, so you've got five voting days.
Yeah. So 5 voting days. We have until November 15th. We need you to vote every day. It's super important. Don't forget. I think I might even put something, maybe I should edit something back into the beginning just so that if people started listening to us talk about Hasbro and they stop listening, they don't miss this. Please vote for us. The Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. We're under Religion Inspiration. We need to beat, at minimum, we have to beat Strangers and Aliens. If they win, it's over for us. But if the Mormons win, it would be like, well, they beat us last year or whatever. Oh, but you know what? The Mormons have lost some steam this year, haven't they, Kobe?
That's just mean, dude.
Well, Mitt Romney didn't pull it out this last week. And Barack Obama, Mr. President, who, speaking of, since we're making announcements anyways, I'd like to send an invitation to the president. Barack Obama, if you'd like to be on the Sci-Fi Christian, we'd be happy to interview you about your interest in sci-fi genre.
You know, let's try and make something like that happen. I'm going to put all my efforts into that happening. Also, if yeah, we win that, the podcast awards, Matt has agreed to shave his head. If we win.
That is not true.
That would be interesting.
That's very true, actually. He's lying right now.
This has been a very revealing day about Matt.
That is not true. So, I think we should just end it here. We made our announcements. We talked a little bit more about Star Wars news. Any other news that you want to talk about, Kobe? I'll give you a chance here.
Nope.
Daniel, last chance.
Hey, I know we haven't talked about it this year yet, but the booth at the end.
Oh,
season 2.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's fantastic, and we really do have to talk.
Do you want to do an episode on it?
I think we need to.
We have only 9 episodes left, and I've already booked. Like, I know what our schedule is going to look like for almost all the rest of the year until the end.
But we can always do it next year. But it is really top notch.
Maybe we could fit in. I think I have 3 openings to get us to episode 100.
Okay, outside of Matt, because I know he doesn't ever catch up on anything. Do you watch The Walking Dead, Daniel?
No.
What?
It's scary. I don't do scary.
It's not scary.
It's scary. I don't do scary. It's got zombies. I'm sorry. I don't do scary. Haunted Mansion's the scariest.
I would watch it, but I just am behind. I'm only on season 1 on Netflix.
You've been on season 1 for the last year and a half.
Longer than that.
Okay, 2 years. The Walking Dead is awesome.
Okay.
Since no one else wants to talk about it.
Every single week you text me and say, did you see tonight's episode? And every week I text you back, I don't watch it live. I watch it on Netflix. So.
All right.
All right.
Best episode ever. Top shelf.
Probably the worst.
Oh, why? That was so negative. It was more of an announcements episode. So, I mean, I think it served our purpose just fine. Vote for us at the Podcast Awards. Send us in your nominations. Send us in your promos if you're a podcaster. And I think that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
We have to do one last thing. Hey, Daniel, Kobe, you're still on live. This is the end of our announcements episode we just did.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, are you going to edit?
I have to.
You're editing?
I forgot. Matt Anderson doesn't edit.
Never.
You remember how last year we did the highlight reel at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Hey, didn't that take editing?
That took a lot of editing, didn't it?
It took so much time. That I've decided to not do it this year.
You know, I actually tried to listen to that episode, but since it was 18 hours long, I eventually gave up.
It's the longest episode I think we've ever done.
3 hours. Well, no one did it. I just edited all the best pieces of the whole year.
Yeah, I know
what you mean. So, in conclusion, don't be watching for that this year. If you want to edit together your own highlight reel.
Because Matt doesn't edit.
I would love that. Send me your favorite clips from the year. And
that's right. Do the work for Matt Anderson.
Do the work for me, guys. And while you're at it, go to our website and click the donate here button. No, just kidding. But go ahead if you want. But so, what I want to say is no highlight reel coming from me this year unless you, the listeners, have any pieces that you want to send me. I can maybe put something together that way. But I do not have time on this year to edit that. Also, Daniel, we never really talk about how people can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I've been getting more followers and especially more people on Facebook liking us lately, but
to follow me, you just go to @BetweenDisney or facebook.com/BetweenDisney. Yeah. That's how you find out about my son playing Jungle Cruise. Exactly. Do they need to follow anything else?
Well, Sci-Fi Christian would be good.
Oh, okay.
That'd probably be nice.
What else do we want to talk about? You can also write us anytime at feedback@thescifichristian.com or you can
send mail
email
through the Pony Express.
You can call us. Do you know the number yet, Kobe? I say it all the time.
I never listen to the number.
612-4121-SF. See, there was one last thing I wanted to say. Daniel, talk for a second while I think about this.
So, Kobe, how's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty good.
Are you excited about Iron Man 3?
I am so excited for Iron Man 3.
How do you feel about Disney and Star Wars?
You know what? I actually love the idea.
Thank you. Genius. You know what I really love is the fact that Matt is over there wincing as we talk because he's in serious pain.
I can't remember.
It's like when you got something that's on the tip of your tongue and you just can't remember what it is.
Here's something. Sci-Fi Feud's still coming up this year. We have to record with Strangers and Aliens before.
Do we have bring to? It. I refuse to speak
no,
to them.
No, we have to do it before the end of 2012.
Yeah, that's great. I refuse to speak to them so you and Ben can feel free.
Yeah, I really don't care either.
We're probably going to debate Superman.
No, that's wonderful. They we know where the Sci-Fi Christian's going to come out on that.
Winners?
On top.
Well, no, I mean Ben's going to come out against.
Oh, my gosh. Because
he'll clearly...
Crap, we're going to lose then.
Yeah.
How awesome would it be if the listeners do actually edit together...
Dude, you need to think about what that thing is. Yeah, I refuse, Kobe, to go on Strangers and Aliens because they recognize your existence.
Absolutely.
My existence, however, is I'm the other guy. I'm someone.
Yeah, they don't even know your name. That's ridiculous.
I want to start calling them Strangers and Aliens starring Ben Avery and a guy and another guy.
That'd be great. I think you just did, right there. First time ever.
There you go. So maybe if folks want to turn into Strangers and Aliens with Ben and Guy and other guy, where they shamelessly rip us off.
Every time.
How long do you think it'll be before they do a James Bond episode now?
Or how about a Scientology episode?
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I predict in the next couple of days they will do something with James Bond.
You know what really is hurting me about this? Is I have to go to Lowe's, and I hate going to Lowe's. And he can't think of what it is. And I really need to go to Lowe's.
Yes, my face is looking like it's in pain because there was something I wanted to add to this, and now I can't remember. But I guess we'll just have to...
Wait. He might have to edit.
I guess I'll just have to think of it later.
He's going to have to edit no matter what.
All right, you guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah, I guess we can say goodbye.
Thank you, best audience.
Ever.
Of 2012.
And continue.
Thanks for all the voting.
We really appreciate it.
And when I say we, I mean Kobe and me. I mean, Matt and Ben don't.
And please don't vote for Ben, the other guy, and the other guy. Because Strangers and Aliens just, no.
Of course, by the time you've heard this, the voting's probably over. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it because usually the editing for this
episode... Well, editing. It's all about the editing.
It's going to take weeks. My programming to impersonate a
But I guess we should probably sign off, don't you think?
Kobe and Daniel signing off.
Goodbye, everybody. Good news. Daniel and Kobe are now long gone, but I have remembered that last thing I was trying to remember. So, I don't believe we've ever asked for this on the show before, but I've heard other podcasters ask for this, and so I think it's a great idea. But if you subscribe to us on iTunes, there is a way where you can leave reviews or ratings, you know, like 5-star ratings, for example. And I don't think we've ever asked for our fans to go do that, but... Since I'm making all these announcements, I thought this would be a good time. If you would like to leave any sort of review for the Sci-Fi Christian, go ahead and do that on the iTunes page. That way other people can see what people are saying about the show, learn more about what the show is all about, and I think it would be helpful to us. So let's give it a shot. All right, that is all. That is my final announcement. Hope you all are doing wonderfully. Goodbye.